at 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. The chief executive of the Irving-based Boy Scouts has apologized to members of the scouting community who were offended by the political rhetoric in President Trump's speech to the group's national jamboree. Chief Scout Executive Michael Serbaugh issued a statement today, 3 days after Trump addressed nearly 40,000 scouts and adults in West Virginia. Other presidents have delivered non-political speeches at past jamborees. During his speech, Trump promoted his political agenda and derided his rivals. Many parents and former scouts have criticized the speech. Meanwhile, President Trump's ban on transgender troops has rocked transgender military members and veterans here in Texas. A transgender staff sergeant with a Texas-based Air Force unit talked with public radio's Texas Standard on condition her name not be used. She said she's been out to her unit since last summer and has received a lot of support throughout her transition.
This past year of serving openly and authentically has been the best year of my life. I would say that it's actually promoted our unit cohesion and in no way impacts readiness. I personally know trans service members that are deployed all over the world. So it's making it seem like it's a really big deterrent on our readiness when in fact it isn't.
Here in North Texas, KERA talked with Nicole Lynn Perry, a transgender military veteran. She called the president's announcement disheartening.
We've come so far, and then to see it all disappear, not just for those currently serving, but for those who are wanting to serve as well, to be told, no, you can't serve. There's a child that I know that attends the same church that I do, that he was wanting to serve in the Army and be one of the first transgender Army generals. Now that dream has a chance to be dashed.
You can hear more from Nicole and Perry during our Friday conversation. That's tomorrow morning at 8:22 during Morning Edition. The city of Dallas is drafting a new cultural plan, but what should it focus on? Cultural equity? Arts education? Financial support for artists? Everything's on the table. Art and Seek's Hadi Mwangi was at the first organizing meetings and reports on what lies ahead.
Nearly 40 of the city's artists, arts advocates, and organization leaders gathered at Dallas Heritage Village to discuss the future of the arts.
Thank you, everyone, for being here today. Thank you for caring enough about Dallas and for caring enough about the artists in your life and for the audiences and the people that we all serve.
That's Jennifer Scripps. She's the director of the Office of Cultural Affairs. She's assembled this group as a steering committee. Together with consultants and a whole bunch of feedback from the public, they'll update the city's cultural policy for the first time in 15 years. There's already a range of ideas.
I certainly think that the plan should engage with this idea of how we can show the city, when we retain our artists, how that develops the economy. And also,
I have some, you know, really specific things that I'd like to see around cultural equity, but I think that the biggest thing we have to do is define it.
You need to have a strong public to foster a successful public-private partnership. It doesn't work if the private side can overpower the public side.
That was dancer Terrence Johnson, artist Vicky Meek, and SMU's Clyde Valentine. These meetings are just the beginning. The real work begins in September. That's when the city hopes to get input from thousands of citizens through surveys and meetings.
What kind of opportunities are they looking for? How can we support that? How can we bolster that? How can we grow arts experiences across the city?
That's Joy Bailey Bryant of Lord Cultural Resources. Her consulting firm will help the city wrangle all of these ideas, prioritize them, and form a coherent approach to the arts. And they've done it before. They guided the city of Chicago through its cultural plan in 2012. Bryant also met with the Cultural Affairs Commission. James White, a commissioner from North Dallas, asked challenging questions, but said later he's excited.
With a plan like this, we can build a framework, and those stakeholders, all of us will know these are the ways that the city can grow, and this is the steel girders that will help support these structures as they grow.
The process will take more than a year, but if White is right, then the city may be on its way towards growing something great. Hadi Mwangi, KERA News.
Learn more about Dallas's new cultural plan at artandseek.org. Adika Chilome is a 26-year-old spoken word artist trying to make her art a full-time gig. She travels between Dallas and Washington, D.C., where her family lives. Each week in the Art and Seek Artist Spotlight, we trace the personal journey of a North Texas creative. Today, Chilome tells KERA's Jessica Diaz-Hurtado that when she's challenged, poetry is how she fights back.
I have seen the Holy Spirit work. She lives and breathes and bodies dressed in ancient colors, spilling miracles from their mouths, born of unforgiving secrets.
As a child, Erika Chilome briefly lived in Lincoln, Nebraska. Her mother was a migrant farmer following the harvest. Erika was in first grade when she wrote her first poem. Writing and reciting poetry was a way to prove herself to bullies.
I was facing a lot of really terrible racism at the school that I was in. And it was almost an intentional proving of my ability to speak English because they refused to believe that any of the brown children could speak English. But I loved it, you know. It was very natural for me.
Chilome is the daughter of Mexican and Salvadoran immigrants, both activists. Her mother focused on creating social change in church communities. Her dad was a human rights activist who escaped the Salvadoran Civil War. Like her parents, she became an activist. Much of her poetry explores her indigenous roots.
Storytelling through the poetic form in, you know, the Mexica cultural traditions and other tribal traditions, you know, they call it floricanto. What has been translated into Spanish is floricanto. And then the blossoming of a story. The blossoming of a story reminds us that new life is necessary.
Floricanto in Spanish means flower and song. It also refers to spoken word poetry.
Like the ocean and the sky. The moon and the tides and the infinite colors that speak her name before your daughter learns shame. Tell her that the need to hide is not her doing.
Floricanto storytelling helped her stay strong.
My journey into becoming a spoken word artist was really born from my need to heal myself. Activism can be a very draining place when you're constantly fighting. And it was the beginning of me coming home to myself.
At the meat shop in Oak Cliff, Chilome flips through her self-published book called She Speaks. This is one of her favorite places to write, so it's bittersweet to be here a few days before the Literary Center closes. Chilome says she prefers to write with a typewriter. It makes her feel more connected with her poetry. She moved to Dallas a few years ago to get her master's degree at Texas Women's University. And the space made her feel at home.
I think that especially for women and for writers that are of color, we need a place where we can feel safe, where we can feel like we can speak our truths.
Ofelia Faz Garza is founder of the Meat Shop and also Chilome's mentor. She helped create the literary community that invited and guided Chilome's work. And she's seen her grow.
When I compare her to just kind of the pieces that I've seen her now, she's, I think, more creative in incorporating music and bringing in other artists.
Chilome now works as an artist full-time. She performs poetry and teaches an online course at El Centro Community College. She is both conflicted and inspired by Texas.
This is a state that's almost 50% brown. You know, 50% mostly mestizo, gente indígena, and we're invisible in the landscape of the city in Dallas and in North Texas. So there is an urgency. There is an urgency now for me to be a brown mestiza mujer in this place, in this land, to be visible, to tell the stories, to recollect the stories, to make sure that we're educating our young people.
She wants to give her writing a shot, but sometimes she questions herself.
Are my poems enough? Do I believe in this work enough? And at the end of the day, you know, it's yes. It's yes, because this is important. It's important for us.
Jessica Diaz-Hurtado, KERA News.
Watch a video of Chilome performing at artandseek.org. There's a heat advisory in effect until tomorrow night. Otherwise, this evening, partly cloudy skies with a low around 80. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high near 101. It's about 99 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth, 95 in Tyler. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.